Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply, deeply honored to be with you as we take a look at what is important in life. And I'm telling you, we're going to go all over the place with this one, with the questions. And I want to thank the people who did write in and offer these questions. I think they're very contemporary, actually, and so we'll take a look at them. I want to remind you that this radio program, as well as our television program, that we offer here on the website at aspire.org, that's aspire.org, is supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gift. Without your support, we could not make it. We would not be able to offer such programs. We're in our year-end fundraising drive, and through the beginning of the week of January, which I know sounds like a long way away, our mystery donor is matching donations, and it's very important. Your donation to sustain our radio program, our TV program, and all the things that Aspire does for the community, for this world, is in your hands. You could do a great deal of good by joining our sponsorship program. And if you go to the website at aspire.org, and you go take a look at the page that says support, you will see a drop-down menu that will come in, and it will explain to you all the intricacies of your donation, where they go, how they're used, how you get credit for them tax-wise, how you will be acknowledged, the gifts that you will get for being a sponsor as a way of thanking you for your generosity and kindness. The message of the month is one of them. And right now, the message of the month for November the 5th around this area is on the grace of gratitude. There's also my podcast, video casts, and commentaries that you get along with 200 and something, I can't even remember, discourses I've done over the years on the different TV programs I've done, from the Eightfold Path of Gautam Buddha to the Tao, Kahil Gibran on the Prophet. There's lots and lots and lots of different subjects. And if you go to the website at aspire.org, you'll see that there are many TV program series that we've put up. We have more to put up, believe it or not. I have been, if anything, prolific. So you can enjoy all of these things as a way of helping you move into the way, the truth, and hopefully the light. Please be generous. We need your support, and we need it right away. We really do. Thank you. Well, what is important in life? What do you think is really genuinely important in life? And when you sit down with this question and you really get into it a little bit, you begin to find out how your genetics have piled up on you and piled in you, and what kind of conclusions we've come to and assumptions we've had. And it's a very beautiful process if you start to look at it. But most people get hurt, mad, and insulted. And this is the pedestrian mentality that we live with in this world. It's constant and never ends. It never will end, because this world is a world of transient souls coming in and out and in and out until they get it. Sometimes people will have questions for me that A, words could not answer, and B, even if I had the words for them, they couldn't understand it. Their intellect couldn't hold it. So sometimes I flinch when I get really good questions, because I think, you know, does this person or does the audience have the capacity to really understand the bigger picture that goes beyond their logic and reasoning? And for the most part, a lot of people don't, but there are a few of you out there that do. And that is always very exciting to me, to find those people or to draw those people to me and have a conversation that is beyond speculation, judgment, and assumption. So here we go. We're going to jump into this. First question comes from Tom in Catalina, California. What is important in my world is family and survival. After listening to you, I get the feeling you think this is wrong. Tom. Well, Tom, I don't do wrong or right. Okay, you got to understand that. I do that which pushes me forward into the light and that which repels me from the light. From the light that I call love. I'm just going to call it love. So in my life, if I'm using my pedestrian mentality and I'm living in the old Gregory, then I'm pushed away from the light. Because I make assertions and judgments and I make my mind believe in certain things are, beneficial to me and not beneficial. So right there, I want you to understand, I'm not interested in right and wrong. Is it right that you do what you do? Well, for you, it is. It is, and it's set up that way for you, by you, because you're living in your genetic disposition. These genetics are then going to apprehend you, hold you, and you're going to have to live them out. I don't know who your family is. They may be past life incarnations of people that you owe something to, as it were. Or they owe something to you. I don't know. I wouldn't even begin to speculate that. You say, what is important in my world is family and survival. Well, okay. This is what your life is all about in this world for now. And this seems to be very, very important to you. Who am I to say, no, you shouldn't be doing that? But if you go to Jesus and his teachings, he will tell you in the teachings, no man is worthy of me who puts his father, his mother, his life, his brother, his sister, his lands, even his own life ahead of me. He is not worthy. Now, when you take it from that point of view, you see, it doesn't make it wrong. It means here's where you're at. In your life, evidently, Tom, this is where you're at. Family and survival, family survival. And I understand that. It's just the way it has to be for you. It can't be any other way. Your emotions, your passions, your reasoning, your logic, everything is geared towards that. So I'm not here to tell you how to live your life and to tell you that you are wrong. I will say this to you, though. You need to breathe all of this in and live it all to the max until you just can't do it anymore, until you reach that stage that some of us have reached where we feel the futility of it all. See, there's a great deal of pride and vanity in family. And, mothers and fathers have a great deal of pride in their children. And they see nothing wrong with that. They see nothing wrong with the family unit. So they look at it and think, well, what else is there? This is what it's all about. And I'm afraid that's the way people think. That's the way people are. I can't change that. I'm not here to change that. I'm not here to take that away from you either. This is the way it is for you. And there is nothing that, the world could say to change all of that. So you must see it for what it is in your own life. What is it that you are truly doing when you are doing family and survival? Are you being ruthless? Are you ruthless in your survival? Are you unkind in your living so you can survive? Are you honest and fair-minded about everything? Those are the things you want to look at on that point of view. As far as your family's concerned, I would be asking myself, who are these people beyond their physical body? Who are they? Are they people I know? Are they people I've you know, I deal with, blah, 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 blah. Have I known them before, maybe? That's probably too deep a question, but you would look at it from that point of view. Now, if you can do any and all of that, then you can do many beautiful things with your life, and you will come to your own conclusions. You won't need me to tell you. You ask me, am I saying this is wrong? I live for the things that bring me forward into love. Anything that doesn't bring me forward into love, I simply correct and go forward into love as much as I possibly can. And I try to break the bond, the seal, the glass ceiling of it all. That's what I do. I work very diligently in my own personal life to do all of that. So there you are. I mean, I don't know what else I can say to you to help you. You need to live your life according to how you need to live your life. It's going to be rocky. It's going to be difficult for all of us. You can see that in the world today and what's happening and what we've brought ourselves to the brink of war. And we may wipe ourselves out, and that may be perfectly fine. It really may be perfectly fine. You know, Jacques Cousteau said it all when he said, when a civilization or a species overpopulates, it implodes upon itself. And he is right. And maybe that's the way it is. I don't know. I really don't know. I hope that helped you, though. Live in only don't know, as we say in Zen. Only don't know. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from James. He does not tell me where he lives. I believe in our freedoms and the pursuit of happiness. To me, it sounds like you're anti-country. James. James, this is a real touchy subject for most people. We're not free. I don't know where you get this idea that you think we're free. You have to pay an enormous amount of income tax. That doesn't make you free. State tax, that doesn't make you free. There's a lot of things you can't do anymore. You can't say this. You can't go there. You can't do this. You can't do that. You're forced to live in a government that oftentimes is not the will of the people. I don't know where you get this idea that you're free. I mean, the pursuit of happiness is the part that really bothers me. I'm not here to be happy all the time, because what would make me happy might hurt you. Just think of it. The things that you really want, let's say you are the guy that founded tobacco, okay? And you found out that it's addictive and people want it, but it's not good for their health. So you're going to make a ton of money off of this, tons of money. And you're going to do it making tobacco that hurts other people. Would you do it? Let's say you were the guy that discovered it all. And someone said to you, well, yeah, we're going to make a ton of money if we make this. But we're going to be hurting a lot of people. Do you still make it? And do you take the attitude that you know, buyer beware, it's not your problem, you're just supplying a product? See, when you start thinking about the things that you and I do, about the things that are the pursuit of our happiness, I have to be aware of why I'm doing it and how it might affect those around me. And if I really am conscious and if I really am kind, I wouldn't make anything or do anything to hurt you. Does that infringe upon my freedom to make it? Yes. Yes, it does. So now I'm really not free to do it because it could hurt you. It could hurt your family. Now, James, are you free? Well, you're free to do it if you want. But you're going to be hurting people. And if you take the attitude that most people take, well, who cares? Buyer beware. Then really you're just making excuses for your evil, your greed, your pride. Now, that's a decision that each and every one of us has to make on our own. When you think in terms of the pursuit of happiness, you are thinking in much bigger realms than the human ego can fathom. The ego is only thinking about itself. The mind, the ego, splits and becomes dualistic. And when it becomes dualistic, then it becomes dangerous. Dualistic meaning that I see what it is I'm doing, but I don't care that it'll hurt other people because I have every right to do it. We're not a lofty people. We're just, basically in America, spoiled brats. We think we're free. We love to think we are. But there are consequences for our freedom. I mean, you're free to, you know, take a bottle of whiskey and drink it down. You're free to do that. But you're not free to get in a car after you've done it. There are consequences. There are all sorts of means and messages of people who will tell you, because they're in the pursuit of happiness, which is in, let's face it, the pursuit of gratification, rationalized gratification. And the more we do this, the more we turn away from the light that lives within us. And that's the important part, that I am turning away from the light that lives within me for the sake of the pursuit of the things I want to have happen in my life. I don't know what freedom you think you have. You and I live in a kind of fascist government now, a fascist organization. If you don't stand for the flag, you're not patriotic and you don't love our country. Well, that's an assumption. How do you know? How do you know what I'm standing for or not standing for? How do you know? You think about all the people that were killed in wars for the sake of this country. Were they fighting for freedom or were they fighting for politicians? You have to decide that for yourself. I'm not here as a political analyst, and I don't do that because I'm not bright enough to do that. But one thing I can say, the pursuit of happiness, which our forefathers put in the Constitution, can be interpreted in many different ways, and that's the problem with it. Nothing was defined. And in those interpretations, there were terrible things that arose out of that. You could say the shooter in Las Vegas, he had every right to shoot all those people. It was the pursuit of his happiness. You could say anything. You can manipulate any situation into whatever you want it to be. I live in this country. I live as a citizen in this country. What does that mean? Well, I have to, if I'm responsible, look around me and think, would my happiness hurt someone else? Would what I call happiness hurt another person? And do I really want to do that? We're here on this earth for much bigger reasons than political, social, economical, whatever, religious. We're here to find love. We're here to recognize the love that lives within us. We're here to awaken to love. And if you're not careful, your pursuit of happiness is going to be the result of your karma. And you have to be very, very careful and very, very aware. I have a rule in my life, and maybe this will help you. Whenever I have a chance, I surrender. Someone, you know, you're driving along, someone's on your tail, or they want to get in and get in front of you, surrender. Back off. Let them do it. You're in line, someone needs to get in front of you or thinks they should be in front of you, let them do it. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Let your impulses pass. I tell my students this, let your impulse, you have an impulse to do something, let it pass once, let it pass twice, let it pass three times. See what happens. Watch. You might be surprised what you come to. Thank you, James. Great question. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from our friend Linda in Los Angeles. How do I know, Greg, what is right and wrong? What you're saying, is it right, is it wrong, Linda? Well, Linda, as I said earlier, and I say it again to all of you, you got to drop right and wrong. It isn't about what's right and wrong. It's what forwards you in love and what takes you back in hate. So if you want to go forward in love, then you go forward in love and you do all the things that make love possible. If you're not of that elk, which most people are not, then you go back into the human heart where emotion and passion are the reasoning factors of your logic. And now you live according to the manner of that. It all depends on what you want to achieve in your life. If you want to achieve love, you go forward in an unconscionable generosity and you don't worry about what's right and wrong. You go forward in generosity, forgiveness, seeking always deep mercy. If you don't get into that, if that is not the way, the truth, and the light of you, then you will go back and have every reason why you're not generous, why you're not kind, why you're not forgiving, because it's a matter of deserving. And this is just simply pride. And most people live like that. Most people live in that. I can't change that. You can't change that, but within yourself. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way we live our life according to karma, which creates a great deal of pain and sorrow in our life. Don't worry about whether I'm right or wrong. That's not what I'm about. I'm trying to help you go forward into the love that lives within you. I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to be a spokesman for right. I'm not trying to coerce you into, you know, studying with me or having a sit with me or coming to a retreat with me because I'm right. Right's a dangerous word. Right and wrong are dangerous words. And they force people into circumstances and conditions that are not very healthy and do nothing for this world. So I'm just here to remind you of what is simply love. Just love. And love is nothing that the human mind can think about, can confer in. Love is beyond the human mind. Love lives in the heart of your consciousness. And if you have started to work on some sense of consciousness, then you have a great awareness and understanding of what I'm talking about right now. And if you haven't, well, maybe it's time to get started. You're not listening to this radio program by accident. You and I had a divine rendezvous. Thank you, Linda, for your beautiful question. Hope it helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Right on time. Have a wonderful weekend. Hope this all helped you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.